You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom. The social media ban kicks in as the Communications Minister refers her expenses for audit. Conflict on the Thai-Cambodia border continues to escalate with several people reported dead. And in sport, the AFLW draft goes down to the wire. The federal government's ban on social media for children under 16 years officially enters into force today, with Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, X, and Twitch included. It's world-leading legislation that has prompted moves towards a similar ban in Malaysia, as well as several European countries and the broader European Union. While the government concedes the ban is likely to experience teething problems, the new rules set out clear standards and expectations. One of the first advocates of the social media ban, South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas, has told Channel 9 he agrees.
I am absolutely convinced that this is a reform that will make a difference to children's lives, but also make lives a lot easier for parents as well, because what we're really doing here is not just regulating the relationship between large, big tech social media platforms and children. What we're really doing is empowering parents to put in place a standard that's better for their mental health, that everyone knows is the law and everyone can comply by. But the resistance we're seeing from big tech is hardly surprising. I mean, this is a reform that started here in South Australia, is now genuinely going global.
And the advent of the government's youth social media ban has been overshadowed by an expense scandal plaguing Communications Minister Annika Wells. The minister maintains it's all been within rules, but says she's self-referred herself to the Independent Parliamentary Expense Authority for an audit. Last week, it was revealed she'd spent more than $100,000 on flights for herself and three staffers to spruik the ban at the United Nations. Other expenses that have raised eyebrows include car charges and airfares for her family to join her at sports events and at the snow. And heading overseas now, the renewed border conflict between Thailand and Cambodia continues to escalate, with both countries blaming each other for the collapse of the ceasefire agreed to in July. Cambodia says 7 civilians have been killed and 20 injured, while Thailand reports 1 military casualty and 29 people injured during skirmishes in border regions. As tens of thousands flee the expanding conflict zone, Cambodia's Senate President Hun Sen says his country is capable of a fierce fight against Thailand. Thailand has conducted a series of airstrikes, and Defence Ministry spokesperson Rear Admiral Surasat Kongsiri says military measures will continue.
Thailand is determined to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity, and therefore military measures must be taken as necessary to protect Thailand's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Still overseas, and President Donald Trump has described Europe as a decaying group of nations led by weak people. In an interview with the Politico website, he criticised them for failing to control migration and end the Russia-Ukraine war. It's his strongest criticism of European leaders yet.
I know really well. Some are friends, some are okay, I know the good leaders, I know the bad leaders, I know the smart ones, I know the stupid ones. You got some real stupid ones too. They're not doing a good job, Europe. It's not doing a good job in many ways. They're not doing a good job.
I want to ask.
They talk too much, and they're not producing. We're talking about Ukraine. They talk, but they don't produce.
Mr. Trump also suggested Ukraine should give territory to Russia to achieve peace, as Russia's size and power makes it likely victor in the conflict. Briefly, in other news, and Italian firefighters have rescued 37 stranded goats from the snowy peak of Mount Cardinello on the border with Switzerland. The goats had been missing for a couple of days after finding their way to an altitude of about 2,500 metres. With the help of a helicopter, firefighters brought them back to their hut at 600 metres. The goats are reported to be in good condition. Let's finish up with sport now. And former number one draft pick Christy Lee, Weston Turner and Brisbane star Taylor Smith are among the AFLW players whose bids to land a new club will come down to the final day. Plenty of big names, including Anne Hatchard and Eden Zanker, have already sealed their moves, but others have to wait for the closing moments at Marvel Stadium on Wednesday. At the end of a busy trade period, Weston Turner wants to join back-to-back premiers North Melbourne after just 8 games across 2 seasons at the Bulldogs, but the two teams are at an impasse in regards to her value, which could force the youngster to try her luck in the draft. The Swans are determined to land a 2-time premiership player, Smith, who would form a tantalising attacking duo with skipper Chloe Malloy. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. Check out our podcasts, SBS News In Depth, World News Weekly and On The Money.